Violet closed her eyes for a moment in despair, and then pulled herself to her feet, using the suitcase to gain her balance. When she put her hand on the suitcase, however, the padlock swung open, and the case tipped open and spilled everything all over the ground. Violet fell back down in surprise. Somehow, as the lockpick turned, it must have unstuck the lock. Sometimes, even in the most unfortunate of lives, there will occur a moment or two of good fortune. It is very difficult, experts have told us, to find a needle in a haystack, which is why needle in a haystack has become a rather hackneyed phrase, meaning something that is difficult to find. The reason it is difficult to find a needle in a haystack, of course, is that out of all the things in a haystack, the needle is only one of them. If, however, you were looking for anything in a haystack, that wouldn't be difficult at all, because once you started sifting through the haystack, you would most certainly find something. Hay, of course, but also dirt, bugs, a few farming tools, and maybe even a man who had escaped from prison and was hiding there. When Violet searched through the contents of Stefano's suitcase, it was more like looking for anything in a haystack, because she didn't know exactly what she wanted to find. Therefore, it was actually fairly easy to find useful items of evidence, a glass vial with a sealed rubber cap, as one might find in a scientific laboratory, a syringe with a sharp needle, like the one your doctor uses to give you shots, a small bunch of folded papers, a card laminated in plastic, a powder puff, and small hand mirror. Even though she knew she had only a few more moments, Violet separated these items from the smelly clothes and the bottle of wine that were also in the suitcase, and looked at all her evidence very carefully, concentrating on each item as if they were small parts out of which she was going to make a machine. And in a way, they were. Violet Baudelaire needed to arrange these pieces of evidence to defeat Stefano's evil plan and bring justice and peace into the lives of the Baudelaire orphans for the first time since their parents perished in the terrible fire. Violet gazed at each piece of evidence, thinking very hard. And before too long, her face lit up the way it always did when all the pieces of something were fit together properly and the machine worked just the way it should.